about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ryder and Addie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Translink is set to develop a new strategy to crack down on fare evasion after an audit found up to $37 million in lost revenue each year and identified major gaps in oversight. The report revealed senior officers spent most of their time on buses and ferries, not necessarily where fare evasions were the highest, but where better data was available. It also found officers were working without much guidance or oversight, and that train fare evasion was harder to track due to lack of onboard monitoring. A 2021 prevention and enforcement plan was drafted, but never introduced, raising concerns about Translink's response to fare dodging. In a statement, Translink confirmed it will update its strategy following the permanent introduction of 50-cent fares, with potential new measures including AI-powered tracking and door counting technology. However, the agency says it'll weigh the cost of these upgrades against the expected revenue losses. In national news, Canberra's public libraries have faced 17 unplanned closures this year, with 14 caused by staff absences. The closures have impacted all but one of the city's 9 branches, frustrating residents like regular visitor Vekara Mori. "It will be very sad if we lose more services," she said. City and Government Services Minister Tara Cheyenne acknowledged the disruptions, apologising to the community and pledging to provide communications and predictability. Libraries ATC will establish a working group to find solutions, while short-term changes include altered summer hours and hiring casual staff. Greens MLA Andrew Baddock has criticised the government, arguing the system is not meeting the needs of the Canberra community.
In international news, officials at the Federal Reserve have today lowered expectations of American economic growth, citing remarkably high consumer and business uncertainty. The head of the Fed, Jerome Powell, has cautioned that the Trump administration's attempt to re-engineer North American trade and economic infrastructure is the leading cause of heightened economic uncertainty. The raising of tariff walls around the United States has already prompted the Fed to increase its inflation expectations in the country as consumers turn to pricey American-made goods. American consumers are responding to increasing cost of living pressures by reducing spending at restaurants, department stores, and other retailers. Falling consumer expenditure on frivolous goods and services can be seen as a recession indicator, and many economists are concerned about growing stagflation in the American economy. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.